she figured out how to work the system.
No.
There is a judgment that sort of plaintiff in the amount of $948. That's all.
What about my bad credit that I filed on?
Which is me. You made her, Mrs. Chase. Do you understand? You made her. I'm giving you back what you're out of pocket. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm giving you back what you're out of pocket. Understood? That's all.
One thing?
That's it.
As far as her saying I stole her credit card, that's bogus.
She never said you stole it.
She did. We'll be right back.
They got my kids are mixed, the black and white, point blank.
That is not the trouble.
I love your damn wire. My mother is very prejudiced, for one thing. She always tells, she called my kids, she referred to my kids as boom.
No, I have not.
You tell me that's not racial?
She's never been a mother to like that.
She's always been a thief and stole everything.
She's never lied. I don't want to get into that whole skeleton in the closet, and you know what? She's just not a mother, she's not a grandmother. For other concerns, she's dead.
I hope Tammy grows up and becomes a mother eventually. I mean, she's going to be 30 years old. She hasn't got a brain in her head.
She spent tons of time in her paint, hair, nails, makeup, dyed dresses. It took like a month, you know, just to prepare this, and this was supposed to be our night.
All dressed up, the limo was a no-show.
No, it doesn't seem like an accident.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judith.
All parties on Nolan versus Ambassador Limo Service, step forward, please.
Sherry Nolan's daughter and her friends invited their dates to the Sadie Hawkins dance, but the Ambassador limousine crashed before the pickup. Now, they're suing for being stood up.
Order, all rise.
Pass number 68 on the calendar in the matter of Nolan versus Ambassador Limo Service, Sergeant.
All right.
I've been sworn in, Judge. Maybe seated.
There are a lot of people here, so we're going to keep it simple. Basically, a group of young teenage ladies were going to a Sadie Hawkins dance, right?
Yes.
And you had dates?
Yes.
So there were four couples, eight people.
Yes.
And the moms got together. I decided it would be nice to have a limo pick up all the kids, take them to dinner, and then take them to the dance. You hired these folks.
Correct.
Who is the president?
I am.
And who are you?
I was the driver.
Who are you?
And the dispatcher in the office.
And you say the service was terrible. It was a disaster evening. You paid money. You want your money back.
Yes.
Right? How much did you pay?
As we totaled it up, $360.
In total for the limousine.
Including the deposit and the tip and
everything.
That's $360.
Okay. Now, the moms weren't there, correct? Who's the best talker?
All of us. That's our friend. What else, sir?
I want to hear from the girls. Who's the best talker?
Okay.
We'll start?
Yeah.
Tell me your name.
Krista.
Okay.
And first of all, I have sent out like invitations to all the parents to have them over to our house to have a nice evening. We had hors d'oeuvres. We spent tons of time in preparing for this, hair, nails, makeup, dyed dresses. It took like a month, you know, just to prepare this, and this is supposed to be our night, and this is supposed to be, you know, their first formal dance. And and then around 6 o'clock, a little was supposed to come to our house, and it was
all the kids at your house waiting for them.
And my parents.
And the limo was supposed to take you where?
To dinner in Coronado. And it was around 6:10.
So the limousine was due at 6 o'clock.